And joining us once again from Anchor Christian Academy, their Dean of Students, Julie Phipps. Good morning again, Julie.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Tell everybody a little bit about Anchor Christian Academy.
Sure. We actually just did a parent survey. So we love to get, again, we're collaborating with our parents. We'd love to get their feedback. And the top thing that they said this year that they love the most is the teachers. Which doesn't really surprise me as an administrator, and in this year of COVID where teachers are doing all kinds of extra things, it makes sense that families are super grateful for them. But our teachers are all part-time teachers, so many times they're seasoned teachers who have retired from full-time work, and they love students. We have one in particular who is a Civil War reenactor, and so he'll often come to history class in character. So I ran into one of the rebels from the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794 the other day in school, and he's a lot of fun.
That's cool.
That's
very
cool.
Yeah, it is. And then we've got our worldview teacher. We've got a Bible teacher who's teaching through comparative worldviews this year, and that pairs really well with world history. In world history, they're looking at world history from the perspective of worldviews, because people believe this in the world, they did this, and they reacted to this circumstance this way, and then that changed their view of the world into this. So it's kind of more of a philosophical view of history, which is super helpful right now as we're looking at our current moment in culture. And just the other day we had a parent bring lunch in for the teachers, and she was just praising one of the teachers up and down because he had sent an email to her student who was struggling with a big project. And the email was so encouraging and just something. They're actually going to save that and refer to it later on in life whenever she hits a struggle or a challenge.
Wow.
So it's just things like that with small class sizes. The teachers know the students, and they are just able to mentor them and just do a really great job of meeting them where they are emotionally, spiritually, and obviously academically.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Where would we be without our teachers?
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
That's great. Now, you talked earlier about the university model, and you talked about being in school some days, at home some days. So that's not necessarily because of COVID. That's just your model.
Mm-hmm.
That is our model, right. So their students are in school 2 to 3 days a week, and then parents oversee and assist, if needed, the schoolwork at home. It's just like a university where you go to class 3 days a week and then you're in your dorm doing the independent
doing
work
there.
Right. And our academic calendar is actually similar to a college as well, where we have an extended Christmas break, and then we end the year by the middle of May, we're done. And that over that Christmas break, though, we do a winter term project that's really fun. And the students get to pick any topic, doesn't have to be science. It can be if they're into science. And they just dive in and spend 10 days of their Christmas break working on discovering something they're curious about. So we've had students build chicken coops for their mom's backyards. And
that mom loves that.
Rebuild. Oh, yeah, they do. They do.
Anchor Christian Academy is located in Lancaster. If you would like a visit, or if you'd like to get more information, you can visit them online, anchorchristianacademy.org. Julie, I know that you guys are on a two-hour delay, so be extra careful today when you're heading into school.
Thank you.
And tell everybody we said hi.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye, Julie.